Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Comptegame. This is Millennial Money, and today I'm talking why the Equifax hack should get your attention.
Millennial Money with Shauna Comptegame. It will expand your brain.
All right, so I told you this week was a doozy week with all that is going on in the world. It just seems like it's only getting crazier and crazier. And in case you've been living under a rock, there is a recent hack, I guess I should call, breach. They're calling it a breach. I like the word hack, that has come out against Equifax. Equifax is one of the three main credit bureaus that reports all of your credit scores. And they just let us know that, you know, potentially somewhere around 143 million people and maybe more are almost certain to have some sort of identity theft. And that is a very, very, very large number of people. And, you know, the problem these days is that you can't run and hide from identity theft. You know, a lot of people are always like, oh, I don't want to use that app that then, you know, links to my bank account because, you know, that's exposure. Or, you know, I don't want to get mobile statements or digital statements, I should say, from my bank account or my credit card, you know, because that leads to exposure. And I'm just here to actually burst your little bubble and to let you know that there's just no place where we're safe. I mean, Equifax is one of the three. There is only three. It is one of the three credit bureaus, and it has had a hack. So, you know, the IRS has had hacks, right? The government has had hacks. Even Target. We all love Target. I mean, what do we have against Target anyway, right? They have had hacks, and The problem is that you just don't know when or if, I should say when, because I think it's really unfortunately a matter of time before all of us have some sort of exposure to a breach or a hack or whatever we want to call it, you know, in whichever which way. And I think, you know, there's a lot of complacency out there about this sort of thing. And I'm even guilty of it myself at times. I sometimes forget to check, you know, my app that does my crediting monitoring for me. Sometimes I just get busy with life and I forget to check. And then something like this comes up and I'm like, oh yeah, I better get on that again. Right. But it really is something that you need to put in your weekly, if not monthly, I'm getting all tongue twisted here. Something you should put in your weekly, if not monthly, money practice. That is a tongue twister there. Along with the things like, you know, saving for an emergency fund and budgeting and putting money in your 401k and, you know, paying down debt, all of those normal money things that we think about, checking your credit should be one of those things for this reason, because I just think it's only going to get worse. I really don't think this is something that's going to get better. And the problem is that a lot of times if there's a hack, breach, again, whatever we're calling it, you know, the breachers, right? The bad guys, they could have your credit information for years before they decide to act on anything. So it's not like, oh, you know, let me check if I'm exposed in this Equifax fraud. Oh, I'm not. Okay, I can just go on with my merry life. Like, it just doesn't work that way anymore. You know, we have to be on top of it. But the good side of that is there's so many ways now that we can stay on top of our credit, where even just a few years ago, we didn't have these. You know, there's so many apps. We're going to have on this podcast, senior industry analyst Matt Scholes from creditcards.com. He's going to weigh in on some, you know, industry advice on this Equifax hack. And, you know, creditcards.com, they offer great free systems that you can use to stay on top of your credit score. There's Credit Karma, there's Credit Sesame. There are so many different ways to stay on top of your credit. Now, staying on top of your credit does not mean that you're not going to get hacked or breached. It does not mean that in any way, shape, or form. What it does mean, though, is that, you know, you're doing the very best that you can to stay on top of this stuff and to catch something if you notice something start to happen with your credit score. I've told you so many stories on this podcast, so many stories of people I've worked with who just had no idea that you know, people had gone out and bought things with their credit score. You know, I'm thinking the worst offense that I ever saw was somebody had gone out, a bad guy had gone out, used someone's credit score, used someone's social security number, sorry, and had actually bought a actual house that you live in. And they had no idea until they went out to try to buy a house themselves and realized, wow, we've already bought a house we don't even know exists. And it was a pain in the butt to try and get that removed from their credit report, to try and prove that that wasn't their house. And it had been going on for over a year. And so, you know, I think that's obviously an extreme example, but a lot of times we're like, how in the world could that even happen without us knowing? But it can, because if you think about it, if you're not out, you know, buying a new car or buying a house or applying for new credit, you know, your credit score is just kind of this thing, you know, that's, you know, for lack of a better term, in the closet, right? It's, you tuck it away. You don't need to look at it because you don't need to use it. But then when you want to bring your credit score out of the closet to use it to buy things, that's when a lot of times, you know, it comes up that, wow, I didn't even know this existed. Or, you know, that's why I'm a big fan of always telling you to check your credit card statements, even if you get them digital. I know it's like extra time in your day and you're busy and all that. I get it, because I'm in the same place you are, right? But a lot of times you can spot things on there like, oh, wow, you know, this is not my charge. Like I told you many times, every time I travel to Europe, somebody uses our credit card. It is without fail, happens every single time. And we use every single safety precaution and it still happens. So, you know, you have to stay on top of this stuff because it is actually a big deal. It does actually matter. And if you can't prove that this is not your charge, you're a lot of times left paying for it. I mean, that's one of the reasons why credit cards, I'm a fan of credit cards, because if you use them right, they're kind of a good line of defense for you. So there was this article out from Inc. magazine, and I just thought this was so amazing, talking about the Equifax. And the title of the article is "How Stupid Does Equifax Think We Are?" The answer, really stupid. And it is just brilliant. It talks about 8 reasons why Equifax is doing some horrible and predatory things right now in the midst of their hack. And there's just a few of these that I have to tell you about. So Equifax is offering a free year of credit score monitoring that anyone that may have been compromised, may, and I use that word in quotes because we don't know a lot of times if you're compromised yet. You may not know now. You may not know in a year. You may not know in 3 years, right? So I'm going to have a link in the show notes where you can click on over to the Equifax site and you can find out if you may have been compromised. So I highly suggest that you do that regardless, just to find that out, right? So they're offering a free year of credit score monitoring. All right. That's nice, but is that a big of a deal? I don't think so, because there's a lot of other places where we can always have kind of free credit score monitoring. So I'm kind of calling them on that, right? I'm so like an up in arms about this. This is just crazy to me. One of the things is Equifax gathers information without consent, right? If you sign the contract for the free service, this free year service, you're then bound by the contract terms, which would prevent you from suing Equifax if indeed your identity is stolen. So a lot of people don't know this, but you know, if your identity is stolen, you can actually file an FTC identity theft complaint. And you can use that complaint to file a police report that then you can then file legal actions if you want to go that far. Again, I will have all these links that I'm talking about in the show notes. So be sure to go over there if this is you or if you want more information about this. So what they're doing is saying like, hey, if you opt into our free credit score monitoring, you have to sign a contract, and the contract in the very, very tiny print says, and you cannot sue us. Very, very smart of them, right? Because how many people are probably going to do that? A lot of people, right? But you don't need their free service. There are, again, Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, creditcards.com. All of them have great free services you can use. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with DeleteMe. That's why I personally choose DeleteMe. DeleteMe is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using DeleteMe and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide DeleteMe with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have DeleteMe. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. DeleteMe is not just a one-time service. DeleteMe is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM
and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Another thing is credit card monitoring. It's not going to protect you like we've talked about, right? Monitoring systems, they only warn you about these events. Identity theft is a whole other ball of wax, right? And with the level of data that Equifax exposed, these bad guys can literally clear out a bank account. It's very easy for them to do this. It's just why they do this stuff, right? Here's another interesting little tidbit. I thought you'd like this. All right. One of the 8 reasons here in this Inc. article. Why would you trust these bozos anyway? That's the question they're posing, right? So according to a CNN article, 3 Equifax executives sold shares of their credit reporting company worth nearly $2 million shortly after a massive data breach and before the company announced the breach. Ooh, that's bad news. That is like insider trading, right? That is bad, bad news. So these executives were like, man, the you know what is going to hit the fan, and I am cashing out of this thing. And that's what they did. All right, the number 8 reason, I love this one. Going along with why would you trust these bozos anyway? So Equifax waited 6 weeks before discovering the breach and warning the public. So they're putting everyone at even bigger risk because there's been a time delay here. And I think that's just, you know, again, I can say this a million times in a million different ways, but it really is as simple as there isn't a lot that you can do to prevent this. What you can do, what is in your control, is checking your credit, being on top of your credit, noticing when something is not right, right? These are things that you can do. Once you have identity theft, you can do other things. You can freeze your credit. And that literally means that you freeze your credit. So you cannot access credit anymore. And no one else supposedly can access credit as well, right? That is definitely a very, very, very extreme thing. But if all else fails and you can't find any other remedy, sometimes freezing credit is the only remedy. Now, you do have to remember to unfreeze credit before you actually need your credit. And there is actually a fee, somewhere around $10 per agency, per credit bureau. And there's 3 of them, remember, to freeze your credit. So it is a fee. It is a hassle. It is a pain in the butt. But it is an option available to you. So I wanted to go to an expert in this hack and talk to him about, you know, what are you advising people? What are you seeing behind the scenes? How can we help people avoid this happening to them? So I had a little time to chat the other day with Matt Scholes, like I said, senior industry analyst from creditcards.com. And he is sharing his tips, which I've echoed a lot, but it's great to hear from somebody else as well. Well, thanks so much for joining me for a few minutes to talk about, you know, the Experian situation, I will say. I've gotten a ton of questions from listeners about this. You know, a lot of listeners were actually worried that this would kind of get buried under Hurricane Irma news. So, could you explain a little bit, you know, how did this breach happen and who's really at risk?
Well, the short answer is that everybody should consider themselves potentially at risk from this breach because Equifax has information on Everybody should consider themselves basically at risk because Equifax has so much information on so many people. And this is different from, say, the big Target breach, because unlike Target, you know, Equifax has social security numbers, birth dates, driver's license, practically every piece of identifying data that you can think of.
Wow.
And if that sort of thing gets into bad guys' hands, they can do a lot of damage and convince a lot of people that they are you. So that's what makes this such a scary thing.
So how do you know if, you know, if your information has gotten in the hands of bad guys? How can you kind of stay on top of that?
Well, the best way to see if you have been compromised is to honestly just keep doing some of the things that you should be doing in the long term, including getting credit reports from all three bureaus and just keeping an eye to see if there are any accounts that you didn't sign up for or anything else weird that that you don't recognize on that report. And also checking your online bank statement and online credit card statement to make sure that there aren't any fraudulent charges or anything strange going on there. And the truth is that we all think nothing of checking Facebook or Instagram 10 times a day, but it seems like asking too much to check our bank websites on a regular basis.
Right.
And it doesn't take a whole lot of time if you check these things regularly to spot when something is wrong. So it's important to build that into our financial routine and just make checking those statements just part of your regular routine of life going forward.
Do you think it should be something that you do daily, or is once a week appropriate?
Once a week is probably okay. If you want to check it daily, nowadays with technology and apps and all that, they make it so easy to do it on a regular basis. So daily would be great, but even doing it weekly is probably fine. And most people don't do it that often. So if we got everybody checking all of this information on a weekly basis, a lot of people would be better off.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know I got a lot of questions from listeners about freezing credit. Can you talk at all about freezing credit? Does that work in a situation like this?
Sure. Credit freezing is basically the nuclear option of credit protection, because what that does is it locks down your credit to where nobody can get access to it. And nobody can apply for, or nobody can receive new credit in your name, including you. And in a case like this where there's a lot of ambiguity and you don't know fully if you're a victim, you don't know what's out there, it can be a good idea to go ahead and set up that credit freeze. But it's important for people to remember a couple of things about that. One, if they are going to apply for credit in the near future, they may want to wait until after they do apply, because it can take a little bit of time to undo the freeze. It might only be 48 hours, but it's probably not the kind of thing where you can undo the freeze in the morning and apply for a new card in the afternoon. And so then the other thing is that you need to do the credit freeze at all three bureaus in order for it to be effective. It doesn't cost a lot of money. It's probably about $10 per bureau, but it's important to do the most effective job that you have to apply the freeze at all three bureaus.
And then how would you know if you did the freeze? How would you know when to unfreeze?
Generally, in terms of knowing when to unfreeze, it's about when you might need credit. So if you're going to apply for a mortgage, a car loan, a credit card, or even if you're going to potentially apply for, you know, a new apartment or a job or a or even getting a cell phone, they will sometimes check your credit. So if you're going into a circumstance where you expect that somebody might check your credit for whatever reason, it's a good idea to undo that freeze. You just need to give yourself a little time.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know much about this, but I actually had a listener who had his credit frozen, and there was a particular cell phone carrier who apparently was still able to pull his credit, even though it was frozen. Have you heard of any situations like that?
I haven't personally, but these things are not foolproof. Things slip through the cracks, and really, it's just reason number 10,000 why people need to remember that they are ultimately their best and most important line of defense in these things, because nobody cares as much about your money as you do, and it is up to you to be as diligent as possible and to keep an eye out if something goes wrong, as happened in that case.
That's great. So other than, you know, which is very important, of course, checking your credit, you know, as often as humanly possible, are there any other preventative measures that people can use to stop fraud? Or is this just something that's inevitable and we just got to do our best to stay on top of it?
Well, you can also do things like subscribing to credit monitoring services, getting fraud alerts, that sort of thing. But the truth is, with a lot of those services, a lot of what they do, you can do yourself by checking your credit report, by checking your online statement. Really, the biggest thing that you can do is keep an eye on that credit report. And for example, at creditcards.com, we offer a free credit report through TransUnion that you can keep an eye on through our site or through our Score and Report app. And that lets you see it on a regular basis. So there are some other offerings that you can take advantage of, but it's important for you to understand what you're subscribing to and what you're getting for your money.
Right. So all the things that normally you pay somebody else for, which happens in these situations, you know, people freak out and they start throwing their money at anything. You know, what you're saying is a lot of these things you can just do yourself by just staying on top of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You really can do a lot of this stuff yourself. And honestly, there is value and peace of mind to be had by subscribing to these types of services, because we've all got to-do lists that are 100 miles long, and we might not be able to do as good a job or as thorough a job on a regular basis as these services can. So there's value to that, but it is important that you go into these things understanding what you're going to get and what you can do on your own as well.
All right. Well, there you have it. Matt pretty much echoed a lot of what I said. Again, I think it's always good to hear from multiple different people about this. He does this all day long, studies these things all day long. And so his advice is extremely valuable. Do the best you can, you know, get a free credit service, get it on your app, make a habit of checking your credit, be as diligent as humanly possible. And, you know, that's about the best we can do, unfortunately. If you love this podcast, do me a favor, please share it with your friends. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game.